Well, good morning. Glad that you are here with us this morning and thankful for the opportunity to gather together to worship the Lord today. And if you're online, thanks for joining us. If you're a guest, we'd love to connect with you. There's a card in the pew back in front of you, or if you're online, you can go to sbcr.org and there's a button that says I'm new, and you select that and fill out some information, and we find out a better way how we can serve you, and just thankful for the opportunity. So we will, at the end of our service, just by way of announcement, we will continue to take up our Lottie Moon Christmas offering. So if you've not had a chance to give toward that, you certainly will have the chance, or you can go online to our website and sbcr.org/give, and you can select Lottie Moon and give towards that. And then also, as a part of that, we will take up our regular tithes and offerings at the end as well. And so just know, we're excited this morning. I pray that you had a Merry Christmas, and I know it was different in 2020 than in years past, but nonetheless, I pray that you had a great Christmas. I look forward to this morning just sharing with you just some things going into 2021, and just challenge us from the Word this morning, and excited about what the Lord has in store for us in that regard. So grateful for Pastor Jonathan this morning. He's going to lead us in a time of worship as Al Ray is away for vacation with his family, and so continue to pray for them and pray for Jonathan as he comes and leads us in just a moment. So let me pray for our services, and just let me remind you as well that obviously we had no Sunday school this morning, and that will be true next week as well, no Sunday school. And then on the 10th, we plan to resume our activities as our COVID schedule has been, if you will. So just pray that you'll make plans to join us the next several weeks. So let's pray. Lord, you're gracious and kind and merciful. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together, to worship you, honor you. Pray, God, that you be glorified in all that we say and do this morning. I pray you, Spirit of God, would rest on this place. And I pray that you would hide us behind your cross, fill us with your Spirit, and move and work in and through us. I pray you'd be with those that have joined us online, that God, you'd be glorified in their life. I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand as we sing two great hymns? These are appropriate for this time of year as we look to the new year. I am resolved in standing on the promises. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises sing. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living Word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing. Promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword.
Y'all probably have heard me sing many times here on a Sunday morning. It's called Word of God Speak. And as Pastor Chris is coming here in just a moment to speak from God's Word and to talk about the importance of God's Word, I think you would agree this is a very appropriate song this morning, especially as we look at what has happened this year and as we look forward, and I truly mean that. We look forward with hope to 2021 because God is with us. But more than anything, we need to hear God speaking to us. And I will say this, one of the primary ways He does so is through His Word. So I want to challenge you this morning to listen to this song. Feel free to join in because, like I said, it is a familiar song. And let's allow this to be a worshipful event before we hear from the Word of God. I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see Your majesty, to be still and know that You're in this place,
please let me stay and rest in your holiness, Word of God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice, Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness, Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Amen. If you have your Bible, would you turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Book of Psalms and Psalm 119. And I want to take some time this morning and share with you from the Word of God as we wrap up 2020. And in some ways, really hard to believe. In a lot of ways, it has gone by very quickly. I guess that could be dependent on if and how long you maybe had to quarantine. It may, in some ways, feel like it's been the longest year of your life. I know there's been a lot of adversity, been a lot of things to navigate. What a different world we live in and are in at this day and time. And Lord willing, maybe sometime sooner rather than later, we'll return to some sense of normalcy, at least the way that we once knew it. But this morning, especially when there's a Sunday between Christmas and the first of the year, I especially like to challenge you all regarding things going into 2021 and the preparation or the new year, whatever year that may be. And so this morning is the same. I want to preach to you a message of back to the basics. And I don't know, I guess it really maybe should be singular at this point, although we will talk about prayer associated with this, because I don't think you can talk about reading the Bible and prayer independent of one another, but our text primarily focuses on the aspect of reading the Scripture. And it's not an unfamiliar topic to you. I know I've preached in some form or format or time about similar, at least the same topic, same subject, but I want to look at this text and see what the psalmist has to say to us this morning from this incredibly wonderful psalm, Psalm 119, and it's longest chapter in the Bible. It's uniquely laid out, and the entire psalm, what I believe, it's a love letter about the Word of God. And he just section after section after section, and we'll get into some of the particulars in just a moment. But just want to challenge you this morning as you get ready to head into 2021, and you know this as well as I do, it's going to have its own sets of challenges. Now, hopefully, there's no new pandemic or some major sort of world-changing event the way that we saw in 2020, but it's going to have its own challenges. It's going to have its own struggles. And this is what I know, that should we make it to the end of 2021, the Lord tarries and He is gracious to us and extends our days, you and I will have the exact same number of days in 2021. Should He tarry, we all get to the end and make it into 2022, we'll all have the same number of days. We will all have the same number of hours and the same number of minutes. And this morning, I want to challenge you, what are you going to do with that time? What are you going to do with the time that God allots you in the days ahead? And specifically this morning, I want to challenge you regarding reading and studying and memorizing the Word of God. I believe that's what our text drives at this morning. So Psalm 119, we're going to begin in verse 9. And if you are willing and you're able, will you stand with me in the honor of the reading of the Word of God? So verse 9 begins, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precept and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Let's pray. Precious Jesus, we love and adore you. We thank you for your word. And I pray this morning it would even stir in our heart, that Spirit of God, you would implant the word into our lives this morning, that you would sear it in our heart, that God, we may know it, we may walk clean and close with you, Lord Jesus, in the days ahead. Give me every word to say, nothing more, nothing less. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So we're talking about back to the basics and returning back to some of these fundamentals, okay? And I apologize, there's going to be some sports analogies likely this morning, but these are the fundamentals. These are the things that we can't get away from, specifically the Word of God and reading the Word of God. Before moving to Russellville, a pastor in Southeast Arkansas, and also was a high school basketball coach at the same time, an athletic director, and 1 year really doesn't sound as great of accomplishment per se as it might at first, but 1 year they selected me to coach the girls team for the state all-star team, okay? There wasn't a whole lot of options out there, okay? So it sounds a lot more glorious than what it really was, but nonetheless, the day of the All-Star game is they had all these selections, 10 from this particular part and 10 from this particular part, and I was coaching one of the teams, and it was really intense, right? Because the day of the game was like at 6 o'clock that night, 10 o'clock, you met up at a gym, brought everybody in, had about an hour and a half practice, and then you went and ate, and then you went and had the game. So not a whole lot to it, but nonetheless, we're there, and got a few girls from the school where I coach that are there, and we're just having to practice, and just part of my nature to try to teach the fundamentals no matter what level they were. And one of our girls came through, and she's on the right-hand side going to shoot a right-handed layup. And so properly shoot a right-handed layup, it's left foot, right hand. Okay, left foot, right hand. Now, I don't know how many times they would hear me say that. But I'm walking through, I'm talking to one of the other coaches that's there, and she goes through the line, and just out of the corner of my eye, I see her go off her right foot and shoot a right-handed layup. And just out of instinct, out of response, I go, left foot, right hand, Brittany. And she continues on by, she knew she did it, and the guy looked at me, he goes, yeah, he goes, I don't really, I noticed some of his girls and they didn't have any interest in doing it the right way, but I didn't say anything to them. That's not what we were there for. But anyway, he goes, yeah, I'm not really interested in teaching the fundamentals of that. They're not going to play at the next level, whatever. That grinded me a little bit. Because I think there's a right way to go about things. There's a right way to do things. And I think that if you do the fundamentals in a basketball game or practice, it pays off in a basketball game. And listen to me, church. I realize we're not talking about basketball and sports here, but we're talking about our everyday lives. And I think there needs to be some back to the basics in our Christianity. That way, when tragedy strikes, when difficulty hits, when pandemics hit, there's something for us to lean into, something for us to press into, something for us to hold on to. And so this morning, this message, if you're taking notes, I believe the main idea of this text is that God desires for us to spend daily time in His Word. I believe with all of my heart that God loves you to such a depth and to such an intimacy that He wants to spend time with you every day of your life. And not just... You know, now sometimes you see this in a restaurant. You go to a restaurant and there's a couple there and they're eating and they're having a date or whatever it is. And sometimes you look around and they're both sitting there and they're on their phone, right? And staring at their phone and eating, staring at their phone. And some would say, yeah, they're spending time together or whatever. They're in the same room, but they're not really spending time together. I honestly believe sometimes as Christians, that's how we are. And we try to get in the same room, if you will, with God, to in the same proximity, but we don't really spend time with Him. We don't spend time in His Word. We don't spend time in prayer. And so this morning, I just want to challenge you as we head into 2021, should the Lord tarry, to spend time in His Word. And so the question this morning for you is, what is your plan for reading the Bible in 2021? You've heard me quote it before, and I'm sure it's attributed to somebody before him, but earliest I know of is Adrian Rogers, who would say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so here's the reality. Going into 2021, I heard Dr. Chuck Lawless say this one time in a roundabout way. He said, nobody defaults into godliness. If you're going to get to December of 2021 and be more like Jesus, it's not going to happen by accident. You're not going to stumble into it. It's going to take intentionality. It's going to take work. It's going to take a plan. And so I'm excited this morning. I look around. We've got pretty much our home crowd here this morning and watching online. And so I want to just challenge you that what is your plan for the coming year to take in, to read and study the Word of God? Well, before we're done, I'll share with you what my plan is. But I want to walk through what the Scripture has to say to us this morning. So I believe there's three main ideas that key points I want us to look at from verses 9 through 16. And so number one, the challenge, the psalmist tells us, read the Bible for the right reasons. Read the Bible for the right reasons. Look at verses 9, 10, and 11 again. How can a young man cleanse his way? So he's setting up this text for us, this question. How can a young man be clean? And this idea is a person before the age of marriage, okay? How can a young person, how can a young man cleanse his ways? And by the way, I mentioned that this is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's broken down into sections. It's broken down into 22 different sections. It's an acrostic, okay? And it follows the Hebrew alphabet. That if you look in your Bible, you may see above verse 1, it may say Aleph, or it may have an interesting character that's there. And that's a Hebrew character. That's the letter Aleph in the Hebrew alphabet, the first letter. And the section, the right above verse 9, the section we're looking at is Beth and Gimel and so on and so forth. And what it does is the writer has taken the Hebrew alphabet and he has used it as an acrostic to write to us about the Word of God. And so this section begins with this Beth That's what the first word in verse 9 begins with. And so he uses that acrostic for us. But he begins, sets up his section, this section, verses 9 through 16. How can a young man cleanse his way? And then he continues, by taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So he asks, how can a young man cleanse his way? And he gives us a few tips in here. And these aren't in your notes, but you may jot them down. But notice verse 9 again. He says, how can a young man cleanse his way? Then here it is, by taking heed according to your word. He wants to be clean. He wants to be washed. He wants to walk in a way that is honoring and purifying of God. And how does he do that? He points to how can he cleanse his way by following the Word of God. So if we're going to approach the Scripture, we're going to consume the Word of God and be on an intentional plan and really dig into the Word of God in 2021, we've got to do it for the right reasons. I don't believe there's a person in here that doesn't go, I don't want to be more like Jesus in 2021. Absolutely not. I believe most of us in here, all of us in here would say, when December 2021, should the Lord tarry, I want to be more like Jesus. Well, the psalmist is giving you reason, number one, or point number one, how? Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. John 17:17, in the great high priestly prayer that Jesus gives, he prays this. He prays and asks God, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify is that process where we become more like Jesus. So Jesus prayed for you to read and know the Word of God and to consume the Word of God. And so the psalmist continues, verse 10. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. So he wants to be clean, but then he wants to follow in a path, follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I don't know, Jonathan, maybe we should have sang footsteps this morning. But he says, with my whole heart, I don't want to wander. I don't want to get off track. Hey, listen, I realize January 1, it is really easy to read day one's Bible reading. And January 2nd, it's still pretty easy. But somewhere along January 3rd, it's like all of a sudden it gets difficult. And sometime in March, we're like, what plan? What Bible? And it's easy for us to get off track. But listen, and nobody ever sets out going, man, I want to get far from God this year. But rather we get out of step. We get away from the Lord. And that's so true in so many areas of our life. It happens in church. That's what made it so hard, difficult for us to, back in March and April, to go, man, we've got to shut down and go all online, because I knew, and you did too, how easy it would be for us, any of us, to get out of the habit and the intentionality of pursuing God and being with His people in church. It becomes so easy like that. But the psalmist says, I don't want to wander from God. I want to pursue Him with my own whole heart. So he's wanting to read the Bible, read the Word for the right reasons. Psalm 119, verse 133, later in the same psalm, says, psalmist says, direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. You want to walk clean and close to God in the new year? Do it by reading His word. And then he gives us another reason in verse 11, Psalm 119:11, your word I have hidden in my heart, listen, that I might not sin against God. And that's the way I want to live for Christ. I want to be clean and close to Him. I want to follow Him, and I don't want to sin against a holy God. Now, will I ever become perfect this side of heaven? Absolutely not. But I do believe I can become more and more like Jesus. And dear friend, that's only going to happen by daily pursuit of Him through His Word. Deuteronomy 6. 4 through 6, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Man, God knew that we needed the Word of God deep down in our soul that we may live a life that is pleasing to Him. And so, friends, if we're going to pursue Christ, we got to do it for the right reasons. If we're going to be faithful, we're going to be faithful to this, consistent in reading and studying the Word of God, it's got to come from, we want to be more like Christ. We want to follow Him. I want to be faithful to Him. And so he says we need to read the Bible for the right reasons. Number two, we need to read the Bible with the right focus. With the right focus. Again, look at this text in verse 9 through 11. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Now, if you mark or underline your Bible, I want you to notice this of by taking heed, okay? Paying attention, holding on to. Then verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you. Let me not wander, there it is, underline that, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I've hidden in my heart. There's the hidden part, okay? I've hidden it in my heart that I might not sin against you. And so he talks about taking heed. In verse 10, he starts with my whole heart I've sought you, and let me not wander, and in your word I've hidden in your heart. What's the point here? Why point these out? I want you to notice this intentionality. This intentionality that the psalmist is writing with, he's saying, look, if you're going to pursue Christ, it's great to have these right intentions, right purposes, but you need to have some intentionality to it. Listen again to what he says, by taking heed, you got to listen to it, you got to study it, you got to know it if you're going to be obedient to it. Verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you. There's the intentionality. Your word I've hidden in my heart. You know what he's saying there? Jot this in the margin of your Bible, memorize. Memorize the Word. And so if we're going to take in the Word of God, if we're going to be more like Christ, if we're going to, how can a young man cleanse his way? If we're going to be clean at the end of the new year, that's only going to happen because we're approaching it with the right focus, but we have some intentionality to our pursuit of Christ. Again, nobody defaults into godliness, so this is going to be with purpose and intentionality. That's why I think it's important, and it's not the only way to do it. That's why I think it's important for you to pick a Bible reading plan. Now listen, I think it's good for a person to strive to try to read the entire Bible in a year. Hey, did you know this, that in a given day there are 96 15-minute periods in a day? 96. You know that they say the average reader, if you read 15 minutes every day, you'll read through the Bible in a year. And so then the question stands to reason, can we give 1/96th of our day for the purposes of reading the Scripture? Surely we can. But even if you go, Pastor, I don't know. I don't know if I can read the entire Bible through in a year. That's fine. More important to me is your pastor rather than saying at the end of the year, hey, look, I read every verse this year, but if you could say at the end of the year, every day this year, every day for the past year, I have gotten in and I have read the Bible with intentionality and with purpose. I think that is far more significant. Now, if you consume it and you're in it every day, you push yourself a little bit, as a new Christian, I tell them, somebody prays to receive Christ, I sit down and counsel with them. I'll say, hey, now listen, and I'll talk to them about reading the Word of God, and I'll point them to John chapter 1 and read the Gospel of John. And listen, I know you may not like this. I tell people this as a pastor. But I say, look, if you'll go home and you'll read this every day, God will work. God will do things in your life. Now, here's what I tell them. Don't go home thinking you're going to read it all in two or three settings. Why would I tell them that? Because they have no habit, no practice of reading, and they'll go home if they were saved, they're fired up, they're excited about it. That first day, they'll read 4, 5, 6 chapters and be excited. Then the next day, they'll read 3, 4, 5 chapters and be excited. And then the third day, they go, man, I'm not ready for this. I can't do all this. Now, sometimes it happens, they can, But here's what I'll tell them. Go home, pray and ask God to help you. Read 10 verses. Then spend time praying and do the same thing the next day. And then you get in that habit. And then in 4, 5, 6 weeks, read a little more. Go to 20 verses. Then go to a chapter. Because I realize that somebody who does not have that habit or intentionality in their life, it's difficult to get started. And that may be true for you, but I want to encourage you, find a plan for you. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it spring the issues of life. The psalmist writes in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, blessed, listen to the intentionality of this man. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Nor shall he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So there's an intentionality with having this right focus. You find a plan, and you stay faithful to that plan. Reading the Bible every day, reading the Bible, maybe doing 5 days a week, 6 days a week, but having a plan to do your best to have a regular quiet time with the Lord. So not only does he talk about intentionality in this section, he also talks about this determination with our focus. Look at verses 15 and 16. I will meditate on your precepts. Listen to the I will statements. I will meditate on your precept and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Don't you just hear the determination of this psalmist? He goes, I'm determined to do this. I'm fully bought into this plan. Now listen, let me just share with you real quickly a plan. Well, I'll say that for a moment, but he buys in with this intentionality of going, man, I've got to read the Word. Take heed with all of my heart. I'm going to hide the Word of God. By the way, that points to Scripture memorization. And let me just pause and say, I hear a lot of people, and just being frank and honest with you, hear a lot of people make a lot of excuses why they can't memorize the Word of God. But it is very fascinating to me how much of movies or music or whatever it is, statistics, we can quote about all kinds of things. I'll have men tell me, I just can't memorize the Word. Yet they can tell me how many different pictures of deer they have on their cameras and how many points each one has and how many times they've shown up, and they know all these different stand locations, all kinds of things, or they can tell me the stats of all their favorite player. The reality is we don't memorize the Word of God because we don't want to. I realize there may be some that it's difficult to memorize the Word. But friends, we're going to have intentionality of pursuing Christ. We need to hide the Word of God in our heart. This verse is near and dear to me because I've shared with you before, but the very first time I preached at First Baptist Branch, church has two sections, and Miss Mamie Vest sat in the area, it was kind of over close to about where MK is sitting and relative to their auditorium. And I got done preaching, and she sat. Everybody came along and said very nice, probably untruthful things about how great it was, all that kind of thing. And everybody passed along, and I was sitting down or standing down front, and finally Miss Mamie made her way down, and she came up, and she got really close to me, and she said, Chris, if you want God to use you, you better hide the Word of God in your heart. Memorize the Scriptures. And she quoted Psalm 119:11, and she said, Thy Word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. And I'm telling you, I've had a lot of people give me a lot of advice through the years about preaching. But none of it stands out more to me than that moment right there. And dear friends, if we're going to have, if we're going to pursue Christ, if we're going to walk clean in the new year and not wander from God and live a life pleasing to Him, we're going to have to do it with intentionality and memorizing the Word, and we've got to do it with determination. He says, I will, I will, I will. Later in the psalm, in Psalm 119, 97, psalmist writes, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. How often do we read a verse of the day or whatever it is, and we walk away from it and never to consider it the rest of the day? But rather, we've checked a box. James 1:25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. But we've got to be determined that knowing that this is what the Word of God teaches us, to have an intimate relationship with Christ, we've got to return to some basics, and that's reading the Word of God and spending time in prayer. They go hand in hand. And that's what the psalmist is doing, right? He is writing to us, but this is a prayer. Because much of this is directed to God. Again, listen, I will meditate on your precepts. He's talking to God. I will contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statute. I will not forget your word. So as we read the word of God, God deals with our heart. Then we beg God, God, help me in this. Give me wisdom. Teach me in your ways. Help me to learn the word of God. Help me to memorize the word of God. And so, we're going to start with the right reasons. We want to walk clean and close to the Lord Jesus. And then we got to have the right focus, that there's some intentionality and there's some determination to this. That we've got a plan, and we're going to, as best we can, be faithful to it. And listen, you may find a group of friends going, hey, let's get on the same plan so we can encourage one another. So and say, hey, how you doing? Are you reading? I've seen you gotten a little bit behind. Let's get back on this and stir one another up and push one another. And so number three, read the Bible and reap the right fruits. If you read the Bible faithfully, daily, spend time with Christ and His Word, it will bear fruit in your life. Look at verses 13 and 14. Two things that he points out, and there's many more that could be said if you read the entire psalm. He says, with my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. Verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much in all the riches. Now, listen to the two ways that these fruits are bore out in his life. First of all, you see the proclamation. Verse 13, with my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. Listen, if you dig into the Word of God and you study and you read the Word of God, and as you grow closer and closer to Him, you fall more and more in love with Jesus, it is easier to talk about Him. It just flows naturally. Because the Word of God is coming in, we're learning more of His goodness, and we're going to talk about the other aspect of this, but proclamation becomes much easier. The more that we're in the Word, the more that we're talking to Him, and He's communicating to us, and it becomes easier and easier to talk about Him. You do this in your everyday life. The more you're with somebody, think about it, when a young couple, they get together, and they're in love, they're falling head over heels with each other, they spend all their time talking and all that sort of thing, communicating with one another, and then their friends are sick of hearing about them because they're saying, oh, so-and-so said this, or so-and-so did this, because proclamation becomes easy as they love one another. And the same is true with God and His Word. The more time we're in His Word, the more we fall in love with Him, and the easier it is for us to talk about Him. It becomes natural. Matthew 12, 34 and 35. Jesus has a strong word, but I want you to catch this. A brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay, what's in will come out. Listen, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. So this proclamation that happened, there was an old Vacation Bible School theme that was garbage in, garbage out. And so the theme was, what you put in will come out. And listen, dear friends, that's exactly what happens. And I believe we've seen that in the year 2020. That when adversity pressed in, when hardship struck and people got squeezed, what really is inside a person comes out. And I wonder, as you look back across this year, go, man, what came out? Was it trust? Was it obedience? Was it more desire for Christ? Or was it negativity? Was it depression? Was it all kinds of... And listen, it doesn't mean we're not going to face those things. It doesn't mean that those things aren't going to creep in. We're not going to struggle with those things. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying that as you pursue Christ and you get more in His Word and you hide more of His Word in your heart, then when adversity presses in and when hardship strikes, what really comes is in the heart of a person comes out. You know, it's the picture of the sponge, right? Whatever's in the sponge, whenever it's squeezed, it comes out. So proclamation is a fruit of that. And then secondly, there's praise. Praise. Look at verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. Listen to what he said again. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. Man, as you get into the Word of God and you learn and you hear more. And by the way, until you graduate to heaven, you never know enough of the Word of God. You've never spent enough time with it. Been around some incredibly godly people. I know this is true in my life, but I've been around people who are much older than me, much more godly than me, that read and study the Word of God, and they all say the same thing. The more I read it, the more I learn. And the more God challenges me. So is it in your life, the more you learn and learn of God, the more you praise God. Psalm 19, 9 and 10 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So look out this morning. Miss Nell may fuss at me later, but Miss Nell, I don't know that I'll ever forget. We were sitting in a prayer meeting probably 2 years ago now, and we, on Wednesday night prayer meeting, and I go around and I ask people, what can we pray for? And, you know, most often, like we often do, we give prayer requests for all sorts of things, usually not related to ourselves, for family or friends that we know about. And so oftentimes I like to go around and ask for prayer requests, and then after everybody gives me their prayer request, then I'll put everybody on the spot. You've already figured I like to do that. Give me a prayer request for you. How can we pray for you? And so everybody's going around, and I got to Miss Nell, and this is what she said. She said, would you pray for my sight? It's not doing well. And listen, she said, it's getting harder and harder to read my Bible. As I think about, if I begin to lose my sight, do I love and treasure the Word of God in such a way that my heart would be broken because it might get to a point where I can't read it anymore? I read just this past week, and I'm not sure these statistics, but But I read this past week that approximately 1.5 billion people do not even have a copy of the Bible in their language. And friends, you and I live in a day and time where we argue over translations because we have so many in our language. We've got devices. There's the YouVersion Bible app that's got more like 300,000 different reading plans. You can set it up where it will remind you at 8 a.m. every morning to read, or whatever time you want to read. You can join in with friends and see if they're reading and you're reading. And there are so many resources out there. Listen, church, we have zero excuse as to why we don't spend time in the Word of God every day. And this psalmist writes, man, if you're going to consume the Word of God, he's praying, God, I want to consume it for the right reasons, with the right focus, be completely bought in. And he trusts God. He knows that when he does that, the right fruit will be produced, evident in his life. And so just by way of practicality, I want to just share with you quickly my plan for 2021. It doesn't have to be your plan, but the last thing I want to do is preach to you about this and not give you a practical solution. I've already talked to you about some. Download YouVersion Bible app if you want to read it on there. You can get it on an app, a pad, you can get it on your phone. My preference is I spend a lot of time on devices. So I've gotten to the point I've done the app thing, and I do it here and there for short devotional type things or whatever. And so I just felt like for this, I wanted to get away from a screen. For me personally, that helps me. And I'm not trying to say that, act like I'm more spiritual. I want you to be in the Word of God. So if that means it's on your phone, hallelujah. Okay? I would just encourage you to do this. If you do that, make that time uninterrupted. Turn on airplane mode, turn it on do not disturb mode, whatever it is, get away from the notifications so that you can completely devote your attention to the Word of God, okay? Now for me this year, what I've done in the last couple years, I've tried to read from a different translation. You know, I preach and I study the New King James, and that's my preference, and that's another topic for another day, but the last few years, I've liked to study and read out of a different translation. This year, I'm finishing up the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation, okay? And this year, this coming year, I'm using this Bible's day-by-day chronological Bible. The plan was put together by George Guthrie, okay? He's pretty well known for his chronological work, and so This is in the CSB version, Christian Standard Bible. And the way this is laid out is it's not laid out Genesis to Revelation the way that probably your Bible is this morning, but this is laid out for each day's reading, if that makes sense. So you open it up day one, and it's going to be laid out for 365 days in chronological order, okay? There's all kinds of plans, all right? This one is just going through chronological, and it's just going to work its way through. The plan I've read this year has an Old Testament reading, a Psalm reading, a New Testament reading, and a proverb, okay? Every day it has those components. Sometimes people like that, sometimes people don't. There's, again, countless number of plans. Get on Google, search Bible reading plan. Challenge yourself to read through the Bible in a year or 2 years, or read through the New Testament this year. Whatever the case may be, spend time. If you want to know more about this, you can send me an email. You can catch me. I posted it last night on my Facebook page, so you can go there. I don't get any profit if they sell any of these, okay? By any means, all right? But it's just my plan for the new year. Okay? And I just want to challenge you, find a plan that works for you and read the Bible. And your plan may be, I'm going to read five chapters, I believe it's four or five chapters every day for the entire year, and you'll read through the Bible. You may just want to pick up in Genesis 1 through 5 and Genesis 6 through 10. That's fine. Have at it. But find a plan. Work the plan. Get in the Word of God every single day. Okay? Now, with that, I've talked about pursuing this relationship with Christ and getting to know Him more. Reading the Bible every day is not the means to salvation. You don't earn your salvation by being able to say at the end of your life, I read through the Bible 10 times in a year. Doesn't work that way. There's nothing you can do to earn salvation. It is a gift of God, a free gift of God. Not of works, only of grace. And so here or online, if you've at a place you don't know Christ, you can't read this to try to earn salvation. It only comes by asking and receiving the gift of salvation from the Lord. So you do that by praying, God, forgive me my sin. Be the boss and master of my life. But for those of us that know Christ, I want to encourage you. Say, by the grace of God, I will. Have the determination that I'm going to read more of the Scripture in the coming year. Let's pray. Precious Jesus, we love and adore You. We thank You for Your goodness and grace. And I pray, God, that this morning, if there's anybody here that doesn't know You, God, would You save them? Convict them of sin, unrighteousness, of judgment. I pray they'd repent, God, that they'd be converted, that they'd call out on You even now for salvation. God, I pray that You would give them grace to receive You. And I pray for those of us here that are believers, God, we'll be more determined than ever to spend time in Your presence with Your Word. Lord, we love You and praise You. Your main attitude of prayer, take time to respond to how God challenged your heart this morning. If you need salvation, call out on Him right where you're at. If you need to ask God to help you with determination to be in His Word in the days ahead, pray and ask God to help you. Lord, we love and praise and adore You. We thank You for Your goodness and Your grace. Lord, thank You for so great a salvation. Thank You for Your Word, the richness, the depth of Your Word. God, help us to pursue You. Help us to spend time in Your presence. And God, in the months and years ahead, we'll be more like Jesus than we ever have been. Lord, we love You and praise You. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in just a moment, Pastor Jonathan's going to come and lead us. I think we're going to sing Blessed Assurance this morning. But let me just conclude my time, at least on this subject, with this, is that my last challenge to you is devotional books are fine. They're good. People have a lot of great things to say. But my only challenge to folks is if you have a choice of reading just the Scripture or reading a devotional book, read the Scripture. And what I mean by devotional book is you'll get a devotional book and it'll have a verse or two on a page and then it'll have three or four or five paragraphs of somebody's thoughts about that. And those are fine. Those are helpful. There's Spurgeon's Morning and Evenings. Or there's times I like to read that. It's rich. There's some things in there I don't agree with. Why? Because a man wrote them. It's not the inerrant, infallible Word of God. And so when I talk about daily reading, sure, read the devotionals if you want to. They can be helpful. But if you have a choice of one or the other, go straight to the source. Spend your time reading the Word of God. But if you have time, read the Word of God and certainly read a devotional if it's of help to you and you enjoy that. All right? All right, brother, come lead us. Let's sing.
Amen. Would you stand? One of the best ways that we can have an assurance is being in God's Word each day, right? And we can sing this song, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song.
Thank you so much for being here, and some of our men are going to move and be in place. That way we are ready to receive the offering this morning. As you give your regular tithes and offerings, also if you'd like to give towards Lottie Moon Christmas offering, you still have an opportunity to do that. And so thank you so much for being here. Let me pray and ask the Lord's blessing on that, and I hope that you'll plan to be with us next week, okay? Lord, we love you and praise you. We thank you for all things, and I pray, God, that you would bless the tithes and offerings today, God, that we give unto you with joy and gladness, Lord. I pray, God, that you would take and bless the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, use it for your kingdom and your glory. Lord, thank you for this time. I pray that you'd help us to be intentional in getting into your word. Go before us and behind us. Help us to be a witness for you. Bring us back safely, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.